Hey, Joel Malkin for WJNO.com and the Florida News Network. And on the line with me is Maya Sutton, Digital Outreach Specialist for Insurify. And wanted to talk to you about this new study you guys put out. Insurify is an insurance comparison site. Insurify.com, we should say, correct? This is the top 20 cities around the country that had the greatest rise in rent values year over year, February of 2020 to February 21, and Florida is well represented in this. Though I don't know if it's something to celebrate with the prices here.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could say that you guys are winners, but also, I mean, Florida is definitely an attractive place to be living right now, but only if you can afford it.
I guess for the landlords, it's a good thing. And four of the seven are right here where I sit in Palm Beach County. Go ahead and give those list those out, including number one.
Yeah, absolutely. So at number one, we got Palm Beach Gardens. Number three is Wellington. Number nine on the list, Boca Raton. And coming in at number 20, we've got Delray Beach.
And we're looking at, when we look at Palm Beach Gardens, and for the folks listening with the Florida News Network that may not be local to Palm Beach County or South Florida in general, Palm Beach Gardens sits on the northern end, close to the northern end of Palm Beach, definitely in northern Palm Beach County. Very, very pretty city. It's a great place. I've spent a lot of time there, and I've lived nearby. But 10.55%, over a 10.5% increase in the rent price, year over year. And yet, here is a statement that you guys put out. Palm Beach Gardens, I guess, while many major metropolitan areas saw significant declines in rent value due to the pandemic, Palm Beach Gardens experienced an overall rise of rent values indicative of increased demand for apartments. So that would lead me to believe that nationwide, a lot of cities really actually may have either stayed steady on rent price or dropped. Is that, or am I misreading that?
Yeah, I think that's pretty spot on. I think due to the pandemic, obviously, cities like Boston, where I'm located right now, experienced some of the greatest rent decreases just due to, you know, lack of demand and all that stuff. But Florida clearly has no problem with that.
What was some of the methodology that you used to come up with this list?
So our data scientists at Insurify referred to an online rental platform called Apartment List to see which cities had the greatest rises in rent. And then from that, they calculated the percent change in median contract rent for new leases signed between September 2020 and February 2021 across 397 cities. So overall, in 2020, rental markets had experienced many ups and downs due to the pandemic, but the analysts at Insurify chose to focus on the latter months of 2020 and the first months coming into 2021 to really capture the landscape for renters going into this year.
But these are all, when you look at the, for instance, with Palm Beach Gardens, you look at the 10.55% increase. This is a year-over-year thing, correct, from February to February?
Correct.
You know, a lot's been made in the news, and our governor, Ron DeSantis, talks a lot about people, and especially over the last couple of years, and during the pandemic, we heard a lot of this moving from high-tax states like New York and California, some of the other northeastern states as well, to Florida. Did that play a role in Florida having seven of the 20 on here?
I think so, definitely. You know, taxpayers in Florida definitely get off much easier than residents in other states because there's no state income tax or estate tax, and there's homestead exemptions of up to like $50,000 on primary residencies, as well as a 3% cap per year on home assessments. So I think, you know, compared to states like New York or honestly Massachusetts, where there's definitely a lot more going on in the tax department, Florida residents definitely get off much easier.
And, of course, Florida is not a bad place to be year-round. You know, I know you're probably just now coming out of the cold stuff, right?
Yep, I know. Yeah, you guys have it lucky. You guys have pretty much the weather that we get maybe like 1 month out of the year, 24/7.
All right. Although it would be nice to see some snow from time to time, and travel's been tough, but hopefully we're coming out of that. Talk about some of the other. You covered the four Palm Beach County cities. Let's talk about some of the other ones around the state.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we've also got Palm Harbor, Coral Gables, and Miami Beach, and those are number 6, number 15, and number 19 on the list, respectively.
Miami Beach obviously is, can I use the term hoity-toity a little bit? You know, there are areas of Miami Beach,
yeah,
you have South
not?
Beach. Yeah. Talk about some of the rent costs there and the increases with regard to the South Florida cities there.
Yeah, so at Palm Harbor, there was a 7.24% increase in rent. The median cost in rent as of February 2021 was $1,660. And then for Coral Gables, the overall rent increase was 6.09%, and that median rent cost, it's around $1,570. And then for Miami Beach, there was an overall rent increase of 5.78%, and the median rent cost right above $1,700.
And we look at some of the other cities around the country. I did want to focus mainly on Florida, but, you know, we look at some of the other states. I do actually, you know, we were talking about the high tax stuff, but you've got California in there, a few spots there, I guess at least three as I scroll through. Does that throw the whole tax idea out the window, or how does that work?
You know, I think taxes is just one part of it. You've got to also consider, you know, like the appeal for people to move, especially during the pandemic where, you know, if you are in a financial situation where you can't afford to move, I think all of this COVID stuff has really motivated people to get out from where they currently are, you know, changing scenery. And what Florida and at least Southern California have in common is the pretty consistent, amazing weather. And, you know, taxes aside, I think overall, especially for potentially like retirees looking for, you know, better environments for weather and just overall living, I think that might be a pretty strong factor as well.
But, you know, California, you know, when we talk about the pandemic, has had some of the strongest lockdown measures in place over the pandemic, too. So it's just hard to imagine that somebody in the middle of 2020 would go, you know, where I want to be is California. So perhaps this is people moving from certain areas of California to other areas?
Yeah, that actually is a good point, because I know, in contrast, Florida had some of the looser restrictions as compared to California or other states. But I think maybe there is potentially like home contracts that, you know, people are looking for potentially lower prices, or I don't know. I mean, you know, it's very interesting because there is a lot of contrast between these states with these top rent rises.
You know, when we look at some of these cities, in Palm Beach Gardens, the median rent cost $2,158, even higher for Wellington, though their increase wasn't as high, over $2,200. Boca Raton, over $2,000. What would you, with regard to this study, what would you say to somebody that's renting, but considering, they've been considering purchasing, and, you know, the interest rates are still pretty low?
You know, I would say, I mean, now is as good as a time as any, because just looking at the trajectory of what this pandemic has done with rent prices and, you know, just economic effects, prices will probably only be going up from here. So if you are thinking of buying a home or renting, I would say do it now before they just skyrocket even more.
And the interest rates are probably, you know, they can't really go any lower. So they've got to be going up as well. All right. Anything else before we let you run?
I guess just on the topic of not wanting to pay too much money for anything you don't have to, if you are looking for a new home insurance policy, then InsureFi can definitely help you out with that. We are an insurance quotes comparison site, so we can find you the best policy with the best price for you. in one place, all for free. So check us out, insurify.com.
All right, very well. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to talk to us about this study. I'm happy to be a homeowner at this point when I look at some of these rent prices. I'm finally a homeowner, and I'm happy about it. All right, Maya Sutton, Digital Outreach Specialist with Insurify.com. Thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having me.